All right, so 6 o'clock yesterday, police get a call and they find a pipe bomb on a golf course. What happened?
Well, a third party contacted our police dispatchers to let us know that he had found what appeared to be a pipe bomb in a ditch there at the golf course.
Is it unusual for the police to find pipe bombs just laying around places like this?
Yeah, it's actually very unusual here for Columbus. We'll respond maybe once or twice a year to these types of calls. Sometimes they're unfounded. Other times it turns out to be an explosive device, which this appeared to be.
So what happened then? The Columbus police have a special unit that responds to calls like this, right?
We do. We do have a few specially trained law enforcement officers who make up our hazardous devices unit, and they were called out. And after inspecting the device, they were able later to dispose of it in a safe manner.
Now, when you say dispose of it, are you at liberty to say whether they detonated it or not?
I'm not able at this point to say how they were able to render the device safe, but through their training, they were able to do so. And, they reported that there were no injuries, and also a search of the area was conducted to make sure that there were no additional explosive devices and none were located.
Any clue as to why somebody would put a pipe bomb on a golf course?
Not really sure at this point. We're also unsure how long the device had been there. So, like I said, it was in a ditch and not readily where someone might come across it on a regular basis. So we are asking if someone has information on this particular explosive device, why it was in this ditch, to contact law enforcement, contact the Columbus Police Department, and they can do so without leaving their name.
All right, Lieutenant Harris, anything I didn't ask that I should have?
I don't believe so. Like I said, yeah, it's just obviously, not very common that, we come across calls like this, and we're just thankful that no one was injured.